This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, let's start off. Hoopier than thou. Warriors-Lakers tonight at Crypto.com Arena. Bill,
ooh.
As it stands right now, LA is the 9 seed out west. Golden State is 10.
Talk to me about it.
Now, including tonight, the Lakers have 3 games remaining while the Warriors have 4. So I ask you, buy or sell the Lakers or Warriors being a different seed at the end of the season than they are right now?
Okay. It's a good question. And I have a question for you based on this game. I mean, the Lakers can... If the Lakers win tonight, there's a world where they can catch the Kings. I think the Kings had a tiebreaker, but I can't remember. I'll buy that there's an outside chance that the Lakers get to 8. Let me ask you a question. Well, let me ask you a few questions, and I'll lead into a buy or sell. Would you agree that the Lakers-Warriors game is a big game?
I would.
Yeah. Would you agree that you watch sports for a living?
I would.
And would you agree that we're friends and colleagues?
I would also agree with that. We're 3 for 3.
Would you agree that friends and colleagues support each other?
I would.
Buy or sell, you're going to stay awake and watch my live CBS Sports HQ post-game hit off of Lakers-Warriors tonight.
Sell.
Come on, Tommy.
I knew where that question was going immediately.
In fairness, I'm going to overshare here for the audience, okay? Tom's in New York. I'm in L.A. Tom likes to sleep. I like to work. We have different priorities, okay? What?
I made it to the end of the game last night. That horrible, non-entertaining game.
I'm not mad at you. There are many times where some breaking news will happen at, 6 my time, but Tom's asleep or whatever time it is. And then Tom will write back at the exact same time because he got to go to the bathroom. Tom pees like clockwork on weeknights. It is unbelievable. If I need to talk to Tom, I know what time it is. I'm pretty sure you're going to be walking to your bathroom when I'm on air. So buy or sell, maybe just do a multitask.
Buy.
All right.
I can't describe to you how much I hate when breaking news happens late at night. I hate it.
9 o'clock at night is not late at night.
That's very late
It's not late at night.
That's very late. Like, I look at my phone, I see a text from you, and the pit in my stomach just sinks because I know what it is.
What I'm going to start doing is finding breaking news things from like a year ago and just sending them all the time to just throw you off.
You're a good friend.
Anthony Davis traded.
And then when I put it in the email the next morning, wait, what?
Amazing.
All right,
are we one question into this thing?
Yeah, we've only done one.
All right.
All right, Bill, speaking of the Warriors, Klay Thompson was a guest on Draymond Green's podcast, and he had this to say about Dre's tendency to get ejected from games.
When you're not out there, it's like a piece of us is gone. And me and Steph are really nice guys, like probably too nice, you know? And we can never be ourselves and have the freedom we do on the court without you. So when you're not out there, it's kind of like a huge kink in our armor. And I know the other team is very happy you're not out there. I just know that for a fact. They're like, they relax a little bit. They let their hair down. It does hurt. It can be disappointing in the moment, but it will never take away from what's ahead of us and what we've done.
Bill, buy or sell Clay's take on Draymond.
I mean, buy.
Buy.
What an impressive guy. And if you watch that whole interview, because Clay is a pretty quiet, chill dude. The noisiest thing about Clay is when some paparazzi person would capture photos of him on a yacht with 17 models in the offseason. I mean, he's just super chill dude and really insightful, obviously introspective. And that's what it comes down to. They need not just Draymond Green, but Draymond Green to be Draymond Green for the Warriors to be the Warriors. The problem becomes that he has started to cross those lines that jeopardize not just his presence, but everything that makes Golden State Golden State. And I think it's a big question. How much can you rely on Draymond Green? We talk about the Warriors having a chance. They always have a chance because of Steph Curry, but really it's also because of Draymond Green. Steph Curry is a lock. Draymond Green is not. And I think in some ways that was a plea is the wrong word, but it was a message to Draymond Green, as politely said as possible, from one of his teammates who clearly loves the guy. Dude, stop. We need you out here.
All right, Bill, let's get to some baseball here. Your Chicago Cubbies. I got some good news. They jumped out to an 8-0 lead on the Padres yesterday in San Diego. That's great.
You're a jerk.
The bad news is they lost the game 9-8 as Fernando.
There is no good news when you blow an 8-run lead, Tom.
Well, they built an 8-run lead. Tom. That's good.
Tom.
All right, I'll just cut to the chase here.
It's not nice.
Buy or sell, the Cubs are responsible for more of your pain as a fan than your Chicago Bears.
So I'm going to sell that, and I'm going to tell you why your little barb doesn't hurt as much and why I'm maybe not a great fan, or maybe Cubs fans are the worst. I lived and died Chicago Cubs baseball for years. My granddad never got to see him win one. And when they won in 2016, and I was there because CBS let me cover it, and I got to bring family because Fox Sports, who I had just left, very graciously, a guy named Jacob Ullman, who's a great guy, executive there, gave me tickets to every Cubs game, including the World Series, every game at Wrigley, not Cubs game. I got to bring family. When they won, and I covered it, I kept it together, and then I told this around the air, and I worked till 2 a.m. and I called my mom. I was pretty emotional, but I got to the Cleveland airport at 7 a.m. on no sleep, just like John Rothstein is at right now, and I ordered a beer. And I started crying. And the waitress thought I was a weirdo. And I thought she was a weirdo for not knowing a World Series had just happened. Okay. I'm good now. Do I want more? Yes. But I knew in that moment that I had been fulfilled for my life as a Cubs fan. I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm not spoiled, all right? I don't need 19 of them. I'll take it. But I'm actually never mad at the Cubs. I'm satisfied.
It doesn't mean I'm going to stop giving you those jabs, though.
I know, but it didn't hurt as much. It's just not nice. It's not nice, Tom.
All right, Bill, let's stay.
I never jab you on this show.
Never. Never. No. Not once.
Nope.
All right, Bill. Ellie De La Cruz was at it again yesterday for the Cincinnati Reds. 3 hits, and he scored 4 runs in the win over Milwaukee, which included him hitting a 450-foot homer and an inside-the-park homer in back-to-back at-bats. Bill, buy or sell an inside-the-park home run is the most exciting play in baseball.
I was just thinking, when I played baseball, I had some inside-the-park home runs and some real home runs. I'm going to sell it's the most exciting play in baseball.
Sell.
I'm going to buy that stealing home plate is the most exciting play in baseball.
Buy.
Can you name the character in one of the 4 greatest movies ever made who stole home plate and never left home without it?
Oh,
this is a test of your manhood.
This went in a different direction than I thought.
This is a test of your manhood.
See, this is there's not a huge age gap between us, but I thought
no,
you were going
you've told
Sandlot.
Me Nope.
I thought you were going Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Yeah, you're going Major League. And I can't think of his name off. I can't remember his name.
Willie Mays Hayes.
Thank you.
What a can you just push the sell button? And people can ascribe to that whatever they want. You're the one that told me off the air and on the air, you watch it. Because I've said, if you watch,
I've seen both of them. The third one stinks. Back to the Minors. That one stinks.
I haven't even seen the second one.
The second one's good.
I don't want to even get close to the third one. I just want the first one
that one
to live on. By the way, that is a timeless film that we watch every year, my wife and I.
I really thought you were going Sandlot there.
There's some swearsies in there, though.
There's a lot of swearsies in there.
Buy or sell that you could make... Boy, this is such bad radio. If we did calls, I won't. But buy or sell, you can make a case Major League is the best baseball movie of all time.
Sell.
Oh, come on. A case? Bull Durham is everyone's answer. It's the wrong answer. The Natural, Field of Dreams, Sandlot. There's five in the mix.
Sandlot doesn't have to be number one, but it's got to be in the mix.
When I started in radio, so people that are listening, it is objectively believed that doing a, hey, calling with your favorite sports movie is the worst radio you can do. And when I was like new to radio and did weekends, and I had some co-hosts, I won't say his name, he was great. And we started the show, and he's like, and he did it, and the phones lit up. And I didn't know what, I was like, wow, that's a lot of phone calls. And we did an entire 4 hours of people calling. And I have never had my ass chewed like I did on that following Monday by that program director. And I go, I've been on the air for 4 days. I didn't know. He's like, oh, that's true. Don't ever do that.
Perfect.
So lazy.
Perfect. I didn't even know we were on the air.
I didn't even know his microphone was on. People could hear me.
All right, Bill, let's stay in baseball here. Juan Soto was off to a red-hot start for the New York Yankees, hitting .357, two homers, and 10 RBIs. Yes, there went RBIs in 11 games. Now the 25-year-old, it's RBIs. It has
to
be
fine.
Done.
You're right. No, you did it right. I'm sorry.
Bill, the 25-year-old who was traded to the Bronx this offseason is making $31 million this year, but will be a free agent come the end of the season. Buy or sell, if Juan Soto has an MVP caliber year, he's more likely to leave the Yankees in free agency.
Sell. Let me ask you the bigger Juan Soto question. First of all, did you see Juan Soto sign the autograph right before first pitch?
I did, and I don't know why everyone's right. Loving that.
Hold on. Buy or sell, you think that was a good thing?
Sell.
I got mixed feelings.
Yeah, like it makes everyone feel all warm and fuzzy, but pay attention to the game.
It would have been amazing, because he turned his back. It would have been amazing if somebody had ripped a ball right at him.
And then the next pitch he was barely ready for, which was a foul ball.
Yeah. But also super cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for that fan.
It is really cool for that fan.
All right, Bill, let's finish up here. Last one, some NFL. We usually start with the NFL, but we're going to finish with the NFL.
Oh, wow.
See? I can change.
You're a changer. You're evolution incarnate.
All right, Bill, after 35 catches and under 600 yards receiving with just 3 touchdowns, Odell Beckham Jr. is once again a free agent after just 1 season in Baltimore, and the Miami Dolphins have shown interest in OBJ, but reportedly have not made him an offer just yet. As you know, the Dolphins already have a wide receiver room of Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. Buy or sell, the Dolphins should be interested in OBJ.
I'll buy if
you
approach it with the way that Andy Reid has done this, which is bring him in, hope that it's lightning in a bottle. As a third option, there's a lot of upside, and be utterly willing to move on from the guy if it doesn't work out on the field or it doesn't work out in the locker room. Sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.